Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
The sons of Anak, which come of the giants, now notice, and we were in our own sight. Sight produces doubt. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Amen. I mean, if you walk by faith, you can have a good report when sight says it isn't so. You look, sight says your prayer hadn't been answered. Sight says it isn't yours. But you've taken step number one, found scripture that promised you, the Word of God says it is yours.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
But, they said, there are giants in the land, and we are not able. Think about that. Just stop and think about it a little bit. You're familiar with it, but why don't you turn back there? Why don't we just turn back and look at it just a little bit? Numbers, 13th chapter to 14th chapter. In our prayer life, in our entire life, we need to guard against every evil that comes into our minds. I want to show you that doubt is evil. All right, you got your Bibles open to the 13th chapter of Numbers. We read it before, but that's all right. I tell people all the time, I've had a T-bone steak before. But I eat one every chance I get. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word's good.
Yes.
Now, let's back up just a little bit here. Why don't we? It says in this 23rd verse, and they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. Think about what a big cluster of grapes. Took two men to carry it. And they brought of the pomegranate and of the figs. And the place was called the Brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people. What does he mean he stilled them? Got them quiet because they're clamoring. Man, they're going. They're telling about these giants and all of these ites. So they're getting worked up. So Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. Verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Now notice, and they brought up an evil report of the land. What is the evil report? It's not that there's a land flowing in the milk and honey. That's not an evil report. That's a good report. It's not the cluster of grapes, the giant cluster of grapes, the pomegranate, the fruit. That's a good report. The evil report is we can't do it. Doubt. Caleb said, let's go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. Now notice what they said. 31st verse. We be not able. We can't do it. We're not able. to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report. Doubt always has an evil report. Faith always has a good report. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Sight produces doubt. Now, let's go on reading and we'll see that. Sight produces an evil report. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. Now notice, and we were in our own sight. Sight produces doubt. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Amen. I mean, if you walk by faith, you can have a good report when sight says it isn't so. You look. Sight says your prayer hadn't been answered. Sight says it isn't yours. But you've taken step number one, found scripture that promised you, the word of God says it is yours. Smith Wigglesworth would say, I said it before I ever read it from him. But it just confirmed, you know, what I already had. I got in the habit of saying it as a Baptist. See, not even Pentecostal. But because I got a hold of faith. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. That's the only thing that moves me, is what I believe. That'll take you through many a hard place. I said that'll take you through many a hard place. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that it shall be even as it was told me. I'm talking about in the Word. I took step number one. I found those scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So you can readily see that sight has an evil report. When you walk by sight, it'll produce doubt. Doubt has an evil report. Now skip down to the 9th verse of the 14th chapter and see what Joshua said. We read what Caleb said. Let us go. Caleb said, let us. They're the two that brought back the good report. They're not walking by sight. They haven't taken the land yet, have they? They saw the same giants there that the rest of them saw, didn't they? I said, didn't they? Identically the same giants. But Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it, talking about the land, for we are well able to overcome it. 9th verse, 14th chapter. Joshua said, only rebel not ye against the Lord. Did you ever stop to think about it? Doubt is rebellion. Folks don't like to hear that's true. You're rebelling against the Lord. Guess what he said? Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. Now why? The Lord is with us. Glory to God. See? Put together what Caleb and Joshua said. Let us go up and once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. The Lord is with us. That's the reason we're able to do it. That's not bragging on us. That's not talking about I'm somebody. That's talking about he's somebody. Greater is he that's in us. The same Lord that was with them is in us. He's not only with us and not only for us, but he's in us. Hallelujah. Fear them not. Praise God. Praise God. Fear them not. So then, as I said to you, stay away. Guard against every evil that comes into the mind. Guard against the evil of doubt. Guard against the evil of fear. See, too many times people just delegate fears, evil, so to speak, to immorality, murder, lying, stealing. Well, that's true. All that's evil, all right. And there's not any need of getting into discussion of what's more evil or less evil. If it's evil, believers, Christian, people of God, don't have any business with it. Not even to touch it in thought life. Amen? And didn't the Bible say, didn't we just get through reading, they brought back an evil report? Wasn't that a report of doubt? How many Christians, fine, splendid, wonderful Christians, I mean, they'd shrink back from an immoral thought or the thought of stealing or murder or lying, but entertain. Doubt can come by their house and knock on the front door. They'll go to the door and say, come in, Mr. Doubt, I've been waiting on you. And just bring him right in and entertain him. Yeah. Amen. Same way with fear. Did you ever notice that doubt and fear go together? You notice they brought back an evil report, which is a report of doubt. Notice that Caleb said, the Lord's with us, fear them not. Yes. Doubt and fear. I remember one time the Lord gave me a psalm along that line. I don't remember the words. I just got the essence of it in my spirit. Sort of wants to come out, you know, when you get to thinking along that. Doubt and fear are two tormenting twins of the enemy down here. Doubt and fear will rob you of your good cheer. Doubt and fear, enemies in the land that you walk through. But faith and love come from above. Faith and love will always triumph. For love never faileth, and faith overcometh. Hallelujah. 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 Good talk, isn't it? Good talk.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you happen to be a word partner, let us know about that too.
That's
you know,
right.
And somebody said, well, what is a word partner? Well, that's somebody that prays for us regularly.
Yes.
And then sends an offering at least once a month. Whatever you can afford to send to help us to support Rhema, support this telecast.
Yes.
And it's just a way of helping us to do what we do the best.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.